Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everyone. This is Pam Drennan, and this is the Cosmic Contact Show. I guess you can tell I'm talking a little hoarse this evening because I've had a cold, but I'm on the mend, and we've got a fabulous show for you tonight. Jackie Boyd is going to be sharing her good stuff with us and helping a lot of people work through some of life's problems. We're glad you're all joining us for this evening for this cosmic journey that we're getting ready to take. The RBR Network is located out of Memphis, Tennessee. I'm in Redmond, Washington. Just for your information, I want everyone to know this show, you can access the show by going to www.blogtalkradio.com/Renford live or by going to the archives, which is the on-demand section after the show, and you can get on then. If you need to hear the show, call 347-838-9142. And if you want to ask a question, you have to call 347-838-9142 and just push the one button. Annie, the moderator, will get you in. Again, glad you're here this evening. I want to tell you about the RBR Network. We have someone on every day of the week has a show that's part of this network. I'm on Mondays. On Tuesdays, the I Am Well show is at 8 p.m. It's Central Standard Time. The Night Church show is at 9:30 p.m. Wednesday, the No Show at 7 p.m. And the Laws of Material Wealth is at 8:30 p.m. Thursday is Progressive News Weekly show. That's at 5:30. That comes from New York. Anyway, Friday is the Searchers Roadmap show at 1 p.m. And the Dream Vision 7 show is at 3 p.m. And then Saturday is Soul Town, Sound of Music. That's at 3. The Dream Vision 7 show is at 3 p.m. on Sunday. So that is the rundown of all the people on the network. So be sure and check us out. We have great guests on our show. And my great guest this evening, I want to share with you because Jackie and I met some time back when I was living in Memphis. And she came with my asking her to and did a small workshop for me and my friends, and it was wonderful. She was teaching us about sacred geometry because we were like, duh, what is that? But it was so much fun, and we had a blast, and just I was amazed, and we've become great friends since then, and she's on my show as often as I can get her, and she has this great ability that she can access the spiritual and the physical realm and to connect everything up. She can really, at the same time, she's able to work with ascended masters, teachers, angels. She has her spirit guides, the White Brotherhood. But she's always finding new things to share with everyone. And tonight, we're just going to really be talking about this past year we've been in and all the things that have brought us to this point. So let me bring Jackie in. Again, now Jackie lives in Seoul, and if you want to reach her after the show, the number is 901-848-5354. 901-848-5354. Okay. Hi, Jackie.
Hi, Pam. How are you this evening?
Well, I'm doing great. I'm so glad to have you on the show. I know you've got a lot to share with us, and we've got several people online, So why don't you go ahead and we'll just start talking about, you know, this New Year message, I guess, that we're getting ready to get into.
Okay, cool. There was a big portal that opened up on 12/12, and 12/12/2015 is a 5. So it opened up on that day, and 5 is the number of your psychic ability. So there was a lot of psychic gifts that came onto the planet, and I noticed we were doing healing sessions Sunday, and I noticed that people were going a lot deeper than they usually went. And I felt like that was part of the portal opening. And one of the messages that Adaronda has been giving us is that we need to have a project, be creating something right now, even if it's, you know, just to grow a flower in a pot or a plant or whatever scale you want to do your project on, to create and to make beauty, so that the more beauty we see around us, then the more beauty we're going to call to us, and the more beauty that the earth will be able to display. I know the earth looks chaotic and tragic, but it's just the last vestiges of the dark trying to hold on. They don't want to give up their control, even though they don't have it anymore. But they're still trying to create chaos. And that's one of the most important things about, especially with Syria and the group that's calling themselves ISIS, is that they want to make it so horrible there that the people will bail and go to different places. And they know that the United States is always taking in people and helping them. So they know when they get here, the ISIS people know when they get here, then the chaos, they will have more opportunity to create chaos in the United States by keeping us from trying to keep the refugees out. So they see that's why they're creating so much chaos over there, so that the people will, they're just leaving with the clothes on their back. They're not taking nothing. They just want out. There's no rights, civil rights at all. Whatever the government decides, that's what is, and it's horrible conditions. So then they will get here. They will go to all the places on the earth, and then they'll create. Hopefully, ISIS thinks that they're going to create chaos. But if we can go into love and accept these people and know that these people need to get out, and to realize that we really do love each other. And I know that when the Katrina refugees came, that it brought a lot of the culture from New Orleans and stuff into different parts of the country, and we all grew. The people that worked with the people that were dishoused, or whatever you want to call them, really had opportunities to learn new things, new foods, and it made us all grow. So I see that is what will happen. I also know that they're, you know, if they're not treated right or they're not given the help they need, then they'll be at survival level and they'll do whatever they want to do. But it's our job to keep them, to help them make their transition easily into another culture and to grow from there. So I find that exciting, and I think that the Prince of Peace keeps telling us to send energy and peace to that part of the world and to Israel, and that we are working with changing the chaos and the dissension in that area and seeding in peace. So I know Cryon earlier this year took 300 people over, and they grouped together with the people there, and they had 900 people. And that's a lot of love to go into a war-torn area. So, and I know that those people are still sending love there, and I know there was even a new, another group that went past week to Israel, and that was their purpose. So I look forward to a lot of good things happening in the next year. And I also want the people that are listening tonight to think about the past year. If you got a keyword for 2015, then regroup with that keyword and see how that fit into what's happened to you. And I'd also like to give you the opportunity to get a keyword. Just ask your higher self, take a deep breath, ask for a keyword, and the first word that pops in will more than likely be the vibration you're going to work with next year. So I'm going to ask you to do that now, and I would like for you to call in and tell me what your keyword is so we can see what we'll be working with. I know that yesterday I witnessed a lot of personal healing with people, and it's like it's a whole new level. I don't know if we're setting deeper intentions, but I believe it's the energy that's on the earth and what's going on and what we can do. You know, we're only like 3 years old. You know, from 12 to 15 is three, and then we're going to go into, we'll be like four-year-old toddlers this next year, working in the new energy, learning new techniques and tools. There's a lot of new tools opening up on the planet, and we'll be able to access those. You are able to access those if you ask. I can see that this next year is going to be, it's really exciting. There's going to be a lot of growth. Four is about structure. So a lot of the structure for the fifth dimension will come in, I believe, this next year. So we'll be able to see more concretely the way that the energy is moving, because it's a brand new world. So I'm excited about that. So do you have any callers, Pam?
Yes, we do. Let me bring Ivatar in. Jackie, I loved your message. And, you know, there's got to be a way that we can all live on this planet as one in peace and harmony. And I'm just like you. I'm seeing it. The changes are happening, you know, everywhere. But, okay, let's bring Ivatar in. Hi, Ivatar.
Hi, Pam. Hi, Jacqueline.
Hi, Ivatar. How are you?
Oh, I'm better. I've been sick since Thanksgiving, but I'm feeling a lot better now.
Well, good.
I did have a couple of questions for you, but my word that came to me was serenity.
Yes.
Serenity.
Oh, cool. That's great.
Mm-hmm.
Congratulations.
Yeah. I'm feeling
I
that really, really good.
That.
Really deep, really deeply serenity.
Good. That's
been doing
perfect.
A lot
I
of.
I think I'll use your word this year.
Yeah,
I've
been surrendering a lot on different levels. Each level, before I go into another level, I surrender.
Well, that's
so
probably why you think you've been sick. You probably weren't sick. You're probably just processing, moving to another level.
Yeah, that's what I was told. Yeah. But I wanted to, Jackie, if you can, look at my vehicle because it's steam coming in the car, and my son took it to a mechanic, and they said that the heater core is going out on the car, and he was getting these headaches, and whatever's coming in is leaving like a dust or something in the car. But intuitively, I don't think that that's what it is. I don't know what it is, but intuitively, I was drawn to ask you to look at it to see what you were picking up.
Okay, let me call in somebody from the other side, Martha Moore Stevens, and ask her to tell me what's happening with the car. Now, I did have a problem similar to that, but it was with the air conditioner, but I'm sure it's all the same system.
Well, I just had the air conditioner done. And they said it's not the same system. I just had the work done on the air conditioner already. They said it's a different system.
Okay, so, and this happened after they worked on the air conditioner?
Well, this just happened within the last couple of days with this steam coming through there and fogging up the windows. They say it was the heater core.
Let me see.
I get that it is not the heater core. Maybe somebody else will call in who knows what that is. But in the meantime, let's call. And,
that's the same thing I got, Jackie, that it wasn't. That's the same thing I got.
Yeah. So I'm not getting what it is. So let's call somebody in, Ibitar, and that will show up within the next 3 days that will have the answer for you.
Okay. Okay. And the other question I wanted you to take a look at, you know, I moved. I've been here a little over almost 2 months, and there's been a lot of activity, even though the place is new, it's beautiful. I wanted you to see if there was any portals open in this place or in ley lines off, because there's been a lot of activity on so many levels.
Have you ever thought about it being over burial land?
You know what? It could be, because when I first moved in here, I was getting this smell like sewer, and it was an awful smell, and they say that this smell, you know, travels throughout the whole building, but there's been a lot of different kind of activities on other dimensional levels, just yeah, a lot of other dimensional stuff coming in, entities coming in, I mean, you name it.
Yeah. Okay, so let's call Lord Michael, St. Michael.
Mm-hmm.
Lord Michael, I call him Lord Michael. Lord Michael, Lord Michael, Lord Michael. So, thank you for coming, Michael, and we are asking you what's happening where Ibitar is living. Okay, if there are any... Michael, if there's any discarnate souls there, will you take a legion of angels or however many you need and escort them where they need to go? And explain to them that the people that built there did not realize that they were going to be, that they would be disturbing anything or anybody. And now that they're these souls are awake, or whatever they're calling themselves, let an angel go to each one and escort them where they need to go, which to me would be heaven. There's no hell, so, you know, what else would there be? But I believe they, you know, a lot of them will want to go get healing. A lot of them will want to go study. Some will want to go play, and let them go where they need to go. So thank you, Michael. Thank you, Michael. Thank you, Michael. Okay, so we set that up. Now, what else has happened there?
Okay, do you see any portals open in my apartment? Or any ley lines laid down?
Do you think it's the grid? The crystalline grid or the magnetic grid?
The magnetic grid. The reason why I asked about the portals because of this dimensional stuff that's going on in other dimensions. But it's still affecting people.
In a negative way? Always?
Yeah, very negative.
Okay, well, I do get that you're right. There is a disturbance in the earth there. Let me see. In the magnetic grid, but not in the crystalline grid.
Okay.
So we're asset that somebody come in and repair that.
Okay.
within the next 24 hours.
Okay, thank you so much, because it's affecting all of us.
Do you want a portal opened?
Well, the portal, I had a lot of portals closed up in me today. That's why I said I would call and ask you if there's any portals open where these not necessarily disincarnated spirit, but other ET-like beings may be coming through.
Okay, they're not allowed to come through anymore unless somebody is specifically inviting them. If they can come through if they're going to put in good energy and love and all that stuff, but they can't come in and create havoc. That's not
Yeah,
allowed.
I think it may be somebody inviting them in. Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so let's ask Lord Michael then to see if he can discern, which I know he can, who it is and where it's coming from, and then work with them. However,
okay.
Whether it's to teach them more or whatever he
okay.
feels like is happening there, that'll be, you know, that'll work out to the highest and best good for everybody.
Okay. I appreciate it so much.
And right before we went live, I called in Metatron and Melchizedek. So I'm asking them to come and throw the grid work that will settle the energy in the apartment and
okay.
to create a safe and sacred space there.
Oh, thank you so much.
Sure.
I appreciate it.
Yes. And they're very happy to do that.
Mm.
And they really are glad that you called in.
Oh, and I am too. Thank you so much. I really appreciate you.
Yes. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Anything else? You like this place?
Oh, this place is so beautiful. I mean, it just, and the people I've met so many beautiful people that have, and my creative juices been running, but I'm meeting people that are helping me and complimenting me and helping bring out all these creative projects you talked about and ideas. I mean, it's just wonderful.
It is. Congratulations.
Thank
it
you.
It takes a lot of work to get yourself to a place where everybody is on your side.
Yes.
And it sounds like you've done that. Congratulations. I know you've worked really hard this year.
Yes, I have.
Yes, you have.
Mm-hmm.
And I congratulate you on that.
Thank you so much.
And you have 2 more weeks till the serenity just falls right into place.
Oh, thank you. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
Thanks for playing with me.
Oh, you're welcome. I'm going to listen to the rest of the show.
All right, and call me. Take my number and call me and tell me, in a week anyway, what the changes in the energy is there.
Okay, let me write it down again because I think I may have.
All right.
I'm ready.
901.
Mm-hmm.
848.
Okay.
5354.
Okay, I will definitely call you.
Thank you.
You're
Happy
welcome.
New Year.
Happy New Year to both of you.
Thank you.
You too.
You're welcome.
Oh, thank you. Well, all right. I want to, gosh, that was a great conversation because
yeah.
I do know that if you've got disturbances going on in your home or weird energies, and it happens. It just, you know, it can happen with anybody. I would like to know, too, confirmed on how you were able, with the angel's help, to remove these entities or these energies there. So that will be interesting. And that would, I would not want to live in a place that I felt there was a lot of stuff going on like that. But anyway, people do it all the time.
Yes, it does happen. And Lord Michael is the best one to call because that's his mission, that's his job, is to be our protector and their protector, whoever they are. And my mother always told me they're going to get you, but she never told me who they were.
And then
there was hell. You know, they're going to get you, or you're going to go to hell. Well, we don't have hell anymore. So hallelujah,
no.
Things are better.
We may make it through alive in this lifetime.
I know. It's so exciting.
Well,
so
we've got another caller. Let me bring her in. It's
Hello.
Here we go. Catherine. Hi, Catherine. How are you?
Hi. Good, thank you. Good. Thank you so much for accepting my call.
Sure, Catherine. How can we help you?
I have this project that I'm working on. I'm close to, you know, actually executing it. And it looks like one of the people that was, like, my assistant isn't going to be too reliable. So I was wondering if you could see for me if I should keep him or go to either Rich to be my main assistant or Raph.
Okay, hold on.
Thank you.
There's three guys or just two?
Three. One I had liked, but he's a little bit far away, and it seems like he's having transportation issues, so I don't want to, you know, get in there and then have him not be able to commit. And then there's one, Raph. He's all right. You know, he has his plus and minuses like everybody. And then there's one, Rich. Richard.
No, I get a yes on Richard.
Richard, right?
To go with Richard.
Yeah, I was leaning more towards that, too. Do you see how I should approach him? Should I do it now? Should I wait tomorrow? Like, give him, you know, because I haven't asked him yet, and it starts soon. You know, like, how I should approach it, if I should just stop by his office and ask.
Yes, but not tomorrow. That seems like a good plan to stop by his office, but I don't get tonight or tomorrow. The next
tonight
day.
Or tomorrow?
Neither one of those, the next day.
Wednesday.
Monday.
Okay. Okay.
What's the
just stop by like that, just unannounced, just hi. I was in the neighborhood, by the way.
Well, I'm in the neighborhood, but I came because I really want to talk to you. And
okay.
The deal is, the reason that I believe they're saying to wait till Wednesday is because that'll give Metatron and Melchizedek and Michael extra time to work with him to get him ready to come on board, especially if he doesn't have a clue that he's going to be asked.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And when you mentioned the angels, my eyes almost teared. Yes, that's amazing. Wow. Thank you. And do you see it being successful, the project?
I get yes on it.
Oh, thank you.
So did you get a keyword for next year?
A keyword like my aim for next year?
Just to ask your guidance for a keyword for what your focus point will be next year. Just take a deep breath, see what the first word comes to you.
It one did, and you know what? It's funny. I felt like my mind was going to start to say, like, production or success. But then the word that just, like, floated up was love.
Gosh. You got a new project and it's full of love. That sounds awesome.
Wow.
Anything else you have any other questions?
This project that I am working on, I actually do want to reach it out to someone who I've kind of met in passing, and I think there might be something there, like, you know, I know the phrase, you know, don't mix business with pleasure type thing, but, you know, I think that there could be something there. I mean, of course I'd approach him, you know, regarding business with this, but like yes. I said, I feel something there with this gentleman. So I don't know, I guess that's the question, if that's a possibility, if this project will get to him, and if there is something there between us.
I get that it's going to get to him. And I do get that there is an interest going on. I'm not feeling what avenue it's in, whether it's in a deep personal intimate relationship or it's a business relationship, or I don't know where it's going to go, but certainly.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear. I'm sorry, I didn't hear that.
I don't know where the relationship will go, but certainly pursue it. And but don't go in with a rigid picture of how you think it's going to happen.
Yes, yes.
That's what
that
I hear
sense.
To tell you.
Yes, yes, yes. That makes sense.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, wow. Thank you. Thank you so very much.
And call, do you know who Metatron and Melchizedek are?
I'm sorry?
Do you know who Metatron and Melchizedek are?
I know Metatron. I don't know
Melchizedek.
Melchizedek. Yes, yes.
Melchizedek is an ascended master. Metatron is an archangel, and they work together on grid work and sacred geometry. And it would serve you well to invite them in to your business and ask them to be of service there.
Oh, wow. Wow. Yeah, I'm fascinated by sacred geometry. That's wonderful.
Me too. I love it.
Yeah, yeah.
It's everywhere. It's everywhere. Everywhere you look, you see it. It doesn't register, but it's there. So maybe you might want to start studying sacred geometry, studying with Melchizedek or Metatron.
Wow, yes, yes. I know Metatron wasn't he the only human-made angel?
I'm not sure about that.
Yeah.
Quite possibly so. He's a great, great soul. So.
Yeah.
And he champions children just like Jesus.
Wow.
So anytime you see a child having trouble, call Metatron to them. You can ask for that.
Wow. Oh, that's beautiful.
Well, thanks for calling.
Thank you
so
very much. Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate it. Thank you. And God bless you. Thank you.
Thank you. I know you're going to have a wonderful year full of love.
Oh, thank you.
Sure.
Thank you. Yes. Yes. Thank you. I accept that. Yes.
Good. Be blessed.
Thank you. And you also. Thank you.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Hello, Kathy, and thank you, Catherine, from New York, for calling in. Now, that was a great message that you gave her. Well, you know, we've got several people on the line, but they just want to listen. Why not share some of your sacred geometry with people right now? You know, again, going back over a few things that you recommend to do, you know, like the blue cubing and the column and, you know, from sending light in and things like that. I just love that. I think it's so fascinating. Maybe recently how you've used it. You probably just do it so automatically that you're...
Pretty much I do, yes, ma'am.
Yes.
I don't even think about it. I call it
I know you don't even think about it. But we do, the ones that don't know anything about it. We have to really think about what did I want to put that in, you know, that whatever is bothering me or something.
Well, like right now I'm sitting here holding this rose quartz sphere. You know, it's a circle. And you put three circles together, that makes a sphere. And a sphere brings in 360 degrees of whatever you want. If it's information, you might want to make it yellow. If it's healing, you would want to make it green. And if you wanted to call in love, like you would use this rose quartz sphere. I'm having trouble saying that tonight for some reason. So that works well. Just whatever color that comes to you to make it, the sphere, then make the sphere that color. And then what is that? Like if you were working on direction, you would call in a red sphere and sit in it to call in 360 degrees of direction. And also, when you work with sacred geometry, one of the most important things now when you go into meditation is to ask the divine, what is it I need to know, do, and say to keep me in divine grace? What do I need to know, do, or say next to keep me in divine grace? So that's a pretty powerful prayer.
Yes, it is.
And then you listen. And you do that. Do know or say next, keep me in divine grace. And why would you not want to be in divine grace? I don't have a clue. So that, you know, I've been using that and that's been working for me. And, you know, in the fifth dimensional energy that we're... Oh, you wanted me to talk about light language. So if you... if things are chaotic, like Avatar was talking about earlier in her apartment complex, you might want to... We could just imagine a giant blue cube and use blue because it's calming, although it has the fastest vibration of a color. So just imagine a big blue cube coming down over that whole apartment complex or that whole new division, whatever it is, and that will help things to calm down. A cube builds energy, and it, like if you're in traffic and you can't get out, then you throw blue cubes. Throw them to the right and throw them to the left. Say, blue cube, blue cube, blue cube. And the traffic will clear for you to get out in a safe and timely manner. So that's how I use a blue cube. If you're in a restaurant and there's a baby crying, put a blue cube over the baby. You know, the babies are so sensitive, they pick up everything and they don't have enough brain to say, whose is this? So, you know, they might be picking up their parents' discomfort or the wait staff's discomfort or the chef's discomfort or whatever, but they don't need to be there. So if you put them in a blue cube, then they'll just be in their energy, and that will help them calm down, and it will build the energy into a stronger, calmer space for them. And you can do that with barking dogs in the neighborhood. You just start sending them blue cubes and they'll stop barking unless they're on alert. You know, they're trying to save somebody or, you know, draw attention to something going on that doesn't need to be going on or whatever. So a blue cube, sacred geometry works if you work it. So there's also... You know, on especially colonial-type buildings, you know, those columns, those white round columns that are all over them, usually in that thing, well, columns are just full of divine energy or God light or how, whatever you want to call it. And so anytime that you're working with people and you're like stumped, you don't know what to do next, or the energy has coagulated. That was a good word. So you would send, you would call, you would ask for a column to come in, or a pillar of energy to come in, and that'll change the energy in that environment. It'll go higher, it'll be more creative, it'll be more loving. That's what I've experienced with it anyway. So anytime, you know, or that people are bickering, you can, you know, like committees, how committees like to take different viewpoints, you know. So if you want to bring that all together, then bring in a column of light, just pure light and love from the divine, and put it in that situation. If you have family members that are having problems, you can put a column of light in their domain. You can ask for wherever they live or staying, then that column of light would come and help change. And it'll do change on the deepest level that's allowed. So it depends on what your intention is and how fervent you are, I guess, about what you're asking for. And also to use your emotional. When you set goals like that, it's even more powerful if you will sit and imagine what it's going to feel like when that happens, when these people evolve or these people start working together or whatever you're trying to create. So the emotional, like a friend of mine left some glasses in Colorado, and they mailed them to her, but they were stolen out of her mailbox, and they were her prescription glasses. So they kept working with her and telling her, just keep feeling that, just think what it's going to feel like when you open something and there your glasses are. And they worked with her on that, and several of us were working. Oh, I can't wait till her glasses appear. So the other day she was putting up her suitcases. She'd been traveling, and something rattled, and she goes, what's in there? And she opened it, and there were her glasses. So if you can get your emotional body involved in what you're doing, then that's going to pull that energy to you faster and more concrete. If you will just take the time to imagine how it's going to feel in your body when that happens, whatever it is you want to happen. And then that feeds that energy, and that helps all of that to come to fruition faster. That's another thing I think we need to do tonight, is just take out your mental body and scrub it down, and take out your emotional body and scrub it down, rinse it, and your physical body, just imagine that, all the cells getting cleared and cleaned, and then in your mental. So, and the spiritual body. So you have all four bodies clean, ready to go into the new year. So that's a good end-of-the-year technique to use to help you regroup this past year, what you learned, and just ask. And go into meditation and ask, what is it that I cleared this year? What is it that I healed? What is it that I still get to work on a little bit more? And just see what your answers are. And then go to your emotional body and try to get into, don't try, just get into that feeling of how you're going to feel when that happens. So that is a great technique. I hope you guys use that. Bring in a pillar of light.
Jackie, we've got about 15 minutes left. Would you want to take us on a meditation, and we can just get centered, and you take us there and help us scrub our bodies?
Okay.
I think that would be great. I'm loving everything you're sharing. Right. I hope everybody online is too.
Me too. Okay. Take a deep breath in through the nose, out through the mouth. Relax your body. Drop all your cares, your worries, your concerns, your fits, whatever they are. Just drop them. You can pick them back up at the end of the meditation if you want to. They'll be there. So we're going to go on a journey. So imagine that you're in a beautiful field of flowers. And you see that there's a path to the left and you follow it. And you see the little animals and the different herbs and plants and whatever. And then you come upon a body of water. So it's a pool. So we're going to dive right into that pool. You're going to go down, and we're going to come up inside of a cave. And your guides are waiting for you there. And they want to assist you in clearing your body of 2015 or the past. So let's start with the mental body. Just see the mental body step out to the left. Just imagine it. And then see a gentle waterfall. A warm, gentle waterfall, and you're standing under it. And that's washing away all of your clogged thinking, your confused thoughts, other people's confusion, anything that you feel like you need to release, let it go. So we're just going to leave the mental body there under the waterfall, and we're going to bring out the emotional body next. And see it under the waterfall. Just see that warm water coming down gently, very gently, and just washing away all of the trauma and drama that you had this year. Whether you created it or somebody else created it, but if you participated in it, you want to let that go. And see it start to pink up, your emotional body. It was kind of dingy looking, and it's pinking up. It's getting darker. It's more of a rose colored now. So next, let's bring out the physical body. And see your physical body go underneath that gentle waterfall, and just let everything dissolve from you. All non-beneficial energies out of your body, any kind of chaos or old tendrils of things you used to do, or old habits, just wash that away again, clear that up. Be proud of yourself for what you've done. You've done a great job. Okay, now let's leave the physical body there, and let's work with the spiritual body. So let your spiritual body go into the waterfall. And all of the frustrations that you had, let that go. All of the thoughts you had that weren't loving. If you gave yourself a hard time because in public, it's okay. Give yourself a kiss. It's all right. Those people don't even remember it. So let's just get rid of some stuff here. Let's take all the things that people shamed you about But let's just let that roll into that beautiful pool of water. From that waterfall, let's let it go down, down, down into Mother Earth, and let her cleanse it and transmute it and release it and use it as she needs to use it. That's her job. So do shame, blame, all the stuff that you got blamed for, whether you did it or not, it's not the truth of who you are. Let it go. Let go all of it. And only keep the truth of who you are. And you are a divine being created by a divine being. And creating with that divine being. You are whole. You are healthy. Wealthy. Wise. Put in all those words that describe who you are. Not what you've been told you were. It was not the truth of who you were. So let's just claim the truth of who we are. A divine being created by a divine being. Creating more divine things. So now gently I want you to put your bodies back in. Your physical, your mental, your emotional, your spiritual. Put it all back in. With love. Be very tender. Be very, very tender. Act as if you're a brand new baby. Treat yourself that way. Treat yourself the way you would treat a brand new baby. Because we are brand new in this energy. We are creating a new earth. And truly, truly become who you really are. And let other people know. Let other people know how beautiful you are and the things that you like to create. And create more love, create more beauty, create more compassion. So next, the waterfall is going to turn in to a well of compassion, which is deep, deep love, great tenderness. We're all moving forward. You need to give yourself a pat on the back that you still got it together and that you're doing a marvelous job. And if you don't think you're doing a marvelous job or it doesn't look like you're doing a marvelous job, start saying, this is perfect. Everything is perfect. I am perfect. My thoughts are perfect. My divine is perfect. Letting the perfect part of you come forward. So every day this next year, I'm going to ask you, give you homework, and ask you to be compassionate with yourself every day and give yourself credit for what you've done. And if you can't think of anything that you've done, then think, oh, I didn't kill anybody today. This is a great day. But I'm sure you're more creative than that. You don't have to go there. So I want you to sit in a sphere, a big pink rose-colored sphere of love. And I want you to stay there as long as you need to stay there. And you can access this pool and all of this energy in your sleep state. Right before you go to sleep, ask to go back and visit whatever you call it. Your sea of tranquility, your peace that passes understanding. And visit it often and give yourself credit for what you're doing, what we're creating, and that it's getting better and better every day. So be it, so it is. You can start. If you're not through, you can stay there or you can come back through the pool, come up to the field of flowers, walk back through the field of flowers, and come back to you. It is done. So how did we do on time, Pam?
Well, we're doing great. That was so wonderful. I loved every second of it. I loved everything you shared. That just said it all. Whoever listened in, you just did a great treatment on us tonight. And thank you for that. I know that was asking, you know, push yourself a little bit for us, but it was wonderful. And for the new year, I'm sure it's got us all thinking and setting our, well, you know what my word is, thrive. Yeah. I'm just going to see I thrive in everything I do this year. I tried several words, but that was one for me, was thrive. I wondered if Annie had gotten a word.
My word came, just was change.
God bless you, Annie.
I know. And
but
I'm
that's all we have,
change.
Honey. That's all we have is change. That's all there is. So, you know, when I was having trouble with change, my mantra was change is my friend. Change is
okay.
My friend. I love change.
Change is my friend.
Change is my friend. That's all we got. We might as well be happy with it.
Yeah, I'm good
and
with
you know,
it.
Yeah, because I have gone kicking and screaming through the best and worst parts of my life, and I just choose not to do it that way anymore. I don't have to. And that,
well,
and
at first I was like, oh, wow, but, yeah, I think I'm open for that.
Yeah, you have a lot of things you want to change, so I've heard you mention that lately. So there
yeah,
you go.
So I think that's my sign.
I think that,
you know?
That's your sign. And I would certainly say divine change.
Right. Okay.
Divine change. Okay.
Divine change. Let me add divine to that.
Yeah. And everything that shows up, say it's perfect. Everything that shows up is going to be divine, and it's perfect. There's no sense in crying about it. Crying won't make you feel better.
Right.
And, what we're being called to do now is to celebrate. Get into the energy of celebration. And celebrate everything.
I can do that.
I know, me too. We like to party.
Yes.
Yes, we do.
Let's make it one big party.
I'm sorry. Yes. It might as well be. Why not?
Well, why not, since we're making this up as we go along anyway?
We have to. The old stuff doesn't work. That's what we're being called to do. Change.
I know.
Well, if it doesn't work, well, you know, that's okay. We'll just try something else.
Yeah, we know all this stuff. Jackie, you're so amazing.
Yeah.
Honey, I want to thank you for this evening. We are off the air now, but the people that are online are still listening in. I want to remind them that they can call in to the show and or go online and to www.blogtalkradio.com/Renford and go to the archives, which it says it's the on-demand section.
On-demand.
And listen. Yeah, you can listen to Jackie after this and hear that great meditation. That was excellent. That was a wonderful meditation. I've had been meditated quite a few times. Thank you again for that. And you know, Christmas is coming up. You know, 11 days till Christmas.
Yes.
Don't say that.
I know, and I've been sick for a week, it feels like, and haven't got out. But anyway, I'm sure there'll be plenty of stuff out there for me to look for and go shopping for. Well, thank you again,
right.
Jackie. Yeah. Do you have any words you want to say at the end of this?
Yeah, just be kind to yourself. The kinder you are to yourself, the more kindness there is on the planet. And that's what we need right now.
I agree.
Love and kindness. And be tender with yourself. Don't give yourself a hard time because you forgot to do something or you did it. You went in the out instead of in the in. You know, it's okay. It's okay. Just don't give yourself a hard time. That's not serving anybody or anything. So be
good
to
yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's true.
Well, it happens. So everybody remember that. Remember it's the holidays and it's time. It's all great families together. It always brings up such emotions around this time of the year with our families and with good friends, too. But anyway,
yeah.
Be aware, everybody, and just have the best Christmas yet. We will be having, I don't know what we're going to do for next Monday. I'm thinking Annie and I might just do the show and talk about this year past and people that were on the show and some other things. So I'm going to talk to her about that. And then we will see you again on the video. And thank you and good evening.
Love you guys.
Okay. Love you too. Merry Christmas, everyone. Happy holidays.
Yes, happy holidays. Bye.